Now, the number of people receiving unemployment benefit is said to rise by around 300,000 for the month of March as a direct result of the COVID-19 shutdown, according to a report from Goodbody Stockbrokers. It says the latest live register figures due out today will show that 482,000 people are now claiming unemployment payments. And all this is before the impact of last week's restrictions, which closed further swathes of the economy and will likely cost yet more jobs. Dermot O'Leary is chief economist with Goodbody. We're also joined by Breed O'Brien, who's head of policy with the Irish National Organisation for the Unemployed. Thank you both for talking to us this morning. Dermot, perhaps I can come to you first of all. We're back now potentially to unemployment levels, in fact, higher levels than we saw even at the worst of the economic crash a decade ago, and all of this happening in just 1 month.
Yeah, I mean, this has been talked about a bit over the last couple of weeks, obviously, but this morning, unfortunately, we're going to get that official evidence in the form of the live register numbers for the month of March. And it looks like, if you look at February, there was 182,000 people on the live register. On the basis of the information that we've got from the Department of Employment and Social Protection, that could jump to about 482,000. Now, to give you some sort of context on that, relative to the global financial crisis, it took about 3 years for an increase of that scale. The peak back in 2011 was 450,000. So in the space of 3 weeks, we're going to see an increase that exceeds that of the global financial crisis and at a record level, unfortunately. And the difference here, of course, is in relation to the type of crisis that we're in. It is the hope at this point in time that this will be a temporary health and economic crisis, and those people will get back to work. But it is happening all over the world. In the US last week, record increase in unemployment, record increase in unemployment in the UK will be announced today also, and indeed in Ireland. The numbers will be fairly stark.
And the sector's worst hit, and the extent to which it's hitting the indigenous business community, if you like, SMEs, which are, of course, are so important to employment right across the country.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this is a self-imposed increase in the live register, if you like, because of the health measures that have been introduced. Yes, I mean, the whole country is pretty much in shutdown, apart from obviously those required sectors, retail, hotels and restaurants, the leisure sector, and up to last week, construction, which unfortunately will not be in the numbers today. So these numbers, when we get the April numbers, will be even worse, unfortunately. In terms of an unemployment rate, it looks like around 17%, although the statisticians may have something to say about that in terms of the treatment of those numbers of unemployed.
But Breed, we know that tens of thousands of people now find themselves unemployed who'd never have imagined this just a few weeks ago. And I suppose the advice that you might give someone who loses their job in normal circumstances about looking for other employment opportunities, about retraining, none of that applies in this case, does it? Because the jobs market has simply collapsed.
Yes, I mean, it's very difficult for people. 6 weeks ago, most of the people who've now lost their jobs thought they were, insecure employment. It may have been thinking of doing other things, but that was by choice, may have been investigating other work opportunities, maybe has thought of been doing some education retraining. And unfortunately, they are now without work. Some people are hiring people like the retail sector, but others aren't. And the supports that are normally in place for people if they lose their job, a lot of those supports are on hold. In the department itself, their intro service, a lot of that staff now are processing payments because of this, the huge numbers of people who are now looking for income supports. So if and when we get beyond this, and hopefully it'll be sooner rather than later, though I fear this might go on longer than initially we'd all hope for, when people then are looking for those supports, that staff will be trying to catch up with the workload they've put on hold and then trying to deal with people who will be coming in the door and looking for advice and support. So I think it is very difficult for people how you manage, how you suddenly manage having time in your hands when you weren't envisaging it, and then how you look to your future and plan. I think with the government's temporary work wage subsidy scheme, they've tried to keep some people linked to their employers, and hopefully that will work. That in that scenario, people will be able to get their businesses up off the ground and be able to get people back to work. But I do think this is going to be a bigger challenge than that, and that the recovery will not be that kind of the V-shaped we'd hoped for. I think, unfortunately, it's going to be a different shape.
A lot of people, obviously, Dermot, will be hoping that this is relatively short-lived and that the businesses they were working for, the companies they were working for before this happened, will be back in business again reasonably quickly after the crisis has passed, or the immediate crisis has passed. But there will be businesses, you know, that are vulnerable even before this that just won't reopen again. So there will be a long-term effect and a long-term shock to be felt, won't there?
I think that's right, Brian. I mean, when we're trying to assess this from an economic perspective, really the most important inputs into those views will be what the epidemiologists are actually saying, because obviously they're directing the public health measures that's then having an impact on the economy. And epidemiologists' models differ depending on countries. Sweden has a more liberal regime in relation to this and its impact on the economy. But I think it's safe to say, Brian, that the post COVID-19 world, in terms of the labour market, in terms of the economy overall, would be very different to the pre-COVID world. And I think there will be lingering effects on some sectors. I think there would be a bounce back, significant bounce back in some sectors. But when you think about what has happened in other countries around, for example, travel restrictions post the removal of social distancing measures in a domestic country, they linger. So I would have some concerns in relation to the travel and tourism sector, which accounts for about 10% of employment in Ireland. So they're the kind of sectors that I think will see the lingering effects, unfortunately, of this crisis for the next number of years.
Breed, the payments that were brought in, the employment subsidy and the special pandemic unemployment payment, they're scheduled for a 12-week period. People might be concerned if things aren't beginning to turn the corner after 12 weeks. What happens then? What kind of assurance should they be given at this stage, would you like to see?
The fact that they've made accessing the pandemic unemployment payment more straightforward is welcome. In some of their communications, they have said that this will last for as long as the pandemic. So I think that will be important, that they do try and maintain those income supports, because there is a considerable difference between 350 and 203, which is the maximum payment for a main claimant on a job seeker's payment. And depending on an individual circumstances, they may not, in fact, be entitled to the full payment under a regular job seeker's payment. Mm-hmm. So I do think we need to keep a careful eye on this. I think the crisis has highlighted an issue that current rates are inadequate, and that we really do need to address that one moving forward, because there are people who were unemployed on other working age payments who are trying to manage on money that is very difficult to manage on. So we need to be careful of all of these issues as we try and address this crisis.
All right. Well, no doubt we will be returning to this in the days and weeks ahead. But for now, thank you both very much. Breed O'Brien from the Irish National Organisation of the Unemployed and Dermot O'Leary from Goodbody Stockbrokers.